For Tunisia, and very disturbing and unsettling.
And to be followed up by future Middle East dialogues. Thank you, Rob Prince, for joining me here live in the studio, and to Ibrahim Kazrouni, joining us by tape. I want to mention that you've been tuned to Hemispheres, and I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. I would like, and if you would like to hear this show or any past shows on of Hemispheres, you can always go to the KGNU website at kgnu.org to find those programs. And also, if you would like to comment on this evening's program or anything you hear at KGNU, you can always go to the comment line 303-447-9911. Well, as I mentioned earlier, thanks for tuning in this evening. This has been Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. And a quick update, the USA women beat Germany today. So anyway, the time is 7:01. This is KG.
Hey, good evening, everybody. You listen to Cabaret. It's Tuesday night. It's 7 p.m. or thereabouts. And this is the show where we feature live broadcasts of our special Front Range talent. And tonight is no exception. Tonight's special guest is the Anthony Russo Band, one of the young guns of the Denver blues scene. And they'll be playing their intoxicating blend of junk blues. Thank you.
say, you New York woman, I ought to call them cops on you. I tell you, New York woman, yes, I'm gonna call them cops on you. Well, you stole my heart now, just like a thief in a pocket do. I tell you, New York woman, spent every penny I have. I tell you, New York woman, spent every penny I had. Yes, it's a crazy price to pay, oh, just to wind up feeling bad. Every penny I had. I tell you, New York woman, spent every penny I had. Yes, there's a crazy price to pay, oh, just to wind up feeling bad. I tell you, New York woman, I'm gonna call them cops on you. I tell you, New York woman, yes, I'm gonna call them cops on you. Well, you stole my heart now, just like a thief in a pocket do.
You're listening to the Anthony Russo Band here on Cabaret. My name is Dano, and Anthony is one of the young guns of the Denver blues scene. And he came to my attention through Mr. Curtis Hawkins over here on the bass guitar last year when I met him. And Curtis put out this great record called South Clarkson Street. And it features a few young guns of the Denver blues scene. And Anthony and I'm looking for my Nick Clark. No, Curtis Hawkins, Bob Pellegrino. He's not so young. And Manuel Lopez.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know where that came from because he also did a lot of work with Nick Clark and
true.
Yes. And Andy Sido and all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Curtis is getting set up here. But tell us how you made that record of South Clarkson Street, which is, I believe, Anthony's only recording to date, right?
That's right.
Yeah. South Clark Street actually was the second record that I did last year. And the first of which featured Bob Pellegrino, who was the only guy outside of myself to be on all three of the records we did. And then so Nick was on there. And that record is, you know, it's like acoustic blues. And so then for the second record, I wanted to do something real different. And I had done a lot of gigs with Anthony and Bob, obviously. And so when it came time, my buddy Manny, who lives in Illinois, it was just like he was kind of the drummer.
He's the man.
he was the man at the time. I didn't know Tony then. If I would have known Tony then, like, I would have had Tony. But, you know, Manny was the guy, so we flew him in. And so, yeah, the session was real cold. We came in with really didn't have a plan. And I told Bob and Anthony, I said, you guys kind of pick the tunes, make sure they're, you know, swing oriented. And we're just going to go. So we did the whole thing live, no overdubs. All the mistakes are there for everyone to hear.
There ain't no mistakes. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't hear it, but maybe you hear it.
I heard one dominant seventh chord on a minor tune, but you know, it's cool. It's cool.
I do that in all my songs.
Wow. So in other words, you weren't the one that made it.
Well, I'm not saying I didn't make any mistakes, but you know.
Okay. So Anthony, how long have you been playing the guitar?
Oh man, forever. Like 16 years now, man.
16 years. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And what drew you to jump blues?
Ah, man, I was just like everyone else, followed rock all the way back to blues, man, and that's where it's happening, I tell you.
That is so cool. So these first two tunes, let's talk about those. Are they your tunes? Or
no, the first tune was a song by Ronnie Earl. It's called Bonehead, and the second song is a song by Mitch Kazmar, and that's called New York Woman.
Okay. And so who are your favorites when it comes to jump blues? What are your influences?
I got so many, but a lot of the West Coast guys, you know, Junior Watson, Kid Ramos, Hollywood Fats, Rick Holmstrom, just like these guys are my favorite guys. Kirk Fletcher, you know, they're just killing it, man. And they're still alive. That's what's so great about it, besides Hollywood Fats.
Yeah, Kirk Fletcher was just at Winter Park.
I know, man. I was gigging or else I'd have been down there.
Oh, it was a good show. You had Reese Winans with him.
He's awesome.
And so I became a Reese Winans fan that day. So anyway.
Wait, just that day you became a Reese Winans fan?
Yeah, well, maybe I'm a slow learner sometimes. I guess I always liked him, but that kind of locked in, you know?
Yeah.
So what an incredible history there.
You know? Oh, totally. Amazing. Amazing.
Okay. Well, you're listening to the Anthony Russo Band here on KGNU, and we'll come back in a few minutes and talk to you guys a little bit more and after some tunes.
Cool. Thank you.
the park, it occurred to me, it don't get much better than this. I am satisfied. Whoa, not satisfied. Yes, I'm a grateful man. I am satisfied. I said, now I don't always get everything that I want, but I get everything that I need. I am satisfied. Whoa, not satisfied. I'm a grateful man. I am satisfied. Supposed to be, I am satisfied. Whoa, not satisfied. Yes, I'm a grateful man. I am satisfied. I'm a grateful man. I am satisfied.
Boogie B flat. Coming on the four.
I quit calling you on the phone. Now, baby, I stop. Baby, I quit calling you on the phone. Where you used to be my queen, now it's time to move on. Well, stop, baby, I quit trying to make you mine. Now, baby, I stop. Baby, I quit trying to make you mine. Well, I think it's time for me to quit wasting my time. Baby, I quit calling you on the phone. Well, I think it's time for me to get on home.
Folks, you're listening to the Anthony Russo Band here on Cabaret, and there are smiles all around this room. It's really cool to be here. I'm sure it sounds great out there as well. So thank you for joining us tonight. Anthony, start off with, let's talk about those three songs there. The last one was really cool.
Oh, yeah, man. That's one of my favorite artists. That's San Pedro Slim out of San Pedro, California. But yeah, man, he's a smoking artist. Let's see, what else did we play? Oh, Fred's Blues. That was on South Clarkson Street. That's a song by, it's originally a Ray Charles song, but it's kind of, Fred Kaplan out of L.A. kind of took that and made it his own thing. So we kind of did it off of that. He did that with the Hollywood Fats Band. And
so he was one of the musicians or the leader or what?
He was the piano player in the Hollywood Fats Band.
Okay, wow, okay.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure my friend Greg up there in Longmont, he came from Long Beach, so I'm sure he knows all that stuff.
And then the shuffle we played, that was Jim Lyman and Joel Patterson. They just had a CD that came out, and I pulled that song off of there.
Jim Lyman and who?
Joel Patterson. Those guys are Chicago, Wisconsin guys.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Oh, we're pulling from all over, man.
Do you have a pretty big record collection, or how do you collect your music?
Oh, yeah, man. It's so great, because when I got into the scene, man, all the guys on the scene just wanted to help me out and get me listening to the right stuff. You know, I got to thank the Delta Sonics, you know, Al Chessis and Bob Pellegrino for that, man. Totally been helping me out.
All right, guiding you along. Huh?
Yeah,
awesome. Do you still do gigs with the Delta Sonics?
Every once in a while, you know. I'm, like, on standby.
Very cool. Well, very cool.
Tony Pantelis, who's actually playing drums with us today, Tony's been a, you know, off and on member of that band who's currently, like, playing with those guys and doing his thing. And
yeah, man.
Making them sound great.
Go see him if you get a chance. They're great.
Or go see Anthony Russo, man, when
yeah,
you get a chance, too.
We appreciate it.
a couple questions before we get back into the music. How do you, what kind of process do you have to learn a new song?
Oh, man, it's got to be something that, you know, connects with you, something that you like and, you know, something that you kind of feel inside you. So that's the way I do it. And then it's just easy, you know. It's pretty much songs I've already been listening to that I just really like. And it's just like they pretty much just come out of you after you listen to them enough.
Oh, okay. So you just kind of, you just start playing because you have the song in your head so much?
Exactly, you know. You got to play some stuff that you like, you know.
That's pretty cool.
The one cool thing about playing with somebody like Anthony is that, you know, he's not, a lot of guys will touch on, I mean, they'll play kind of what everybody knows. You know, they're, like, you know, the Muddy Waters thing. Like, everybody, you know, people for years and years and years have done that. And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, Anthony really draws from a lot of different influences. Like, I'm sure most people listening have probably never heard of San Pedro Slim. And, like, if you do...
Check him out.
Check him out. Do yourself a favor, because his stuff is really cool. And he always has great musicians, like... Who's your cat? Rick Holmstrom plays guitar.
Yeah. Nathan James, all them guys. Tommy Harkinrider plays with them a lot.
Yeah, Nathan James is a great San Diego musician. You know, there's just... there's so many cool people and so many fun musicians. And, like, so to get to play that stuff is great. Because in most scenarios, you don't get to. I mean, most people have never heard of them. So.
Right. I mean, I think I follow music pretty good, and you guys just stump me left and right here. You know? Which means you're really into it. And, you know, it also shows you that certain people are just underrecognized or underappreciated, too, as far as being publicized, you know?
Definitely, man.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the stuff is very scene-oriented. You know, Joel Patterson, obviously, you know, travels the country doing a lot of different stuff. He did the record with Jim Lyban. But Joel's a Chicago-based guy, and if you're not kind of around that area, you really don't hear about him. I'm from Illinois, and so I got to see those guys play and hear him play a lot. And so it was like I was familiar, so when Anthony brought Joel's name up, I was like, wait, how do you know who that is?
Whoa, okay.
And so I think, you know, guys like San Pedro Slim, I mean, they're just so regional that if you're not around that space, you don't really – they're not getting radio play, and they're – probably not. If they are touring through the area, most people don't know who they are, so they don't go.
Right, yeah. Oh, I never heard of them before. And I always hate that when I hear that, because it sounds to me like, oh, if you've never heard of them before, they don't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, if you haven't heard of them before, maybe you should check them out and go down there, you know?
Totally. A great musician friend of mine, Manny Lopez, who was on the South Clarkson Street record, Manny told me, he was like, you know, he's... In some way, shape, or form, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but, you know, like, all good music needs a host. You know, when you're 10 years old or 12 years old, like, you don't just stumble upon, like, Jimi Hendrix. You know, like, somebody probably introduces you to that.
A host.
So,
okay, yeah.
And I think in this case, I mean, Anthony's turned me on to tons of people, and I was like, I have a huge record collection, and how do I not know these people? And now I feel bad.
Yeah. Because, you know, you tend to get the stuff that everybody's sort of promoting and stuff like that versus
totally. This
stuff that's the undercurrent. And have you ever gone out to California to see some of these people?
No, that's next on my list to do, man.
All right. You got a date for that? Or?
Yeah, one of these days, man. I'm telling you. That's where all the cats are that I like, man.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, hope you get out there. And what are we going to do next?
Man, this is a song from a guy from France, Nico DePortal. Yeah, check it out, man.
Wait, do I know this song?
Maybe. Uptown.
We'll find out.
Uptown Shuffle, yeah.
Yes, I can't afford to lose her. Well, now I can't afford to lose her. Yes, I can't afford to lose her. Can't afford to lose that woman. She's more precious to me, the apple of my eye. If I should lose that woman, I believe that I could die. Yes, I can't afford to lose her. I can't afford to lose her. Yes, I can't afford to lose her. Can't afford to lose that woman. I said, now since I met that woman, I've been a better man. I didn't know that I could, but now I know I can. Yes, I can't afford to lose her. Well, I can't afford to lose her. Yes, now I can't afford to lose her. Can't afford to lose that woman. See what you're doing, I can see everything you're doing to me. Well, I don't get upset when I go downtown to hear the best rumors that are going around. Baby, please, please don't lie to me. I can see what you're doing, I can see everything you're doing to me. See what you're doing, I can see everything you're doing to me. Well, I don't get upset when I go downtown to hear the visitors' rumors that are going around. Baby, please, please don't lie to me. I can see what you're doing, I can see everything you're doing to me.
Tremolo, baby, tremolo.
I miss your loving. Here's all your kiss. I miss your kissing. All your love. I miss your loving. Here's all your kiss. I miss your kissing. Before I met you, I never knew what I was missing. That I had for you. You know I love you. I know you love me too. Thank you.
beautiful, Anthony.
Thanks, man.
Anthony Russo Band here on Cabaret on KGNU. It's where to be on Tuesday nights between 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We always have great stuff here. Anthony, before we go on, I had some questions about your live gigs, but sure. Let's go through those tunes that you're playing there. I'm amazed to hear that there'll be more sources that I need to find out about.
Well, the last one, that was an Otis Rush tune, man. It's kind of like an old, everyone knows that song, man. All Your Love, I Miss Your Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, the first one we did, that was Nico de Portal out of France, like I was saying, man.
Wow.
You gotta check. I mean, it's cool when you find like these obscure guys that like nobody knows about.
Yeah,
because nobody knows when you're messing their songs up.
Yeah, Nico's not gonna come here to see if you're playing his song right, you know?
Exactly, man. So, what was next? We did Thunderbirds tune. Please Don't Lie to Me.
All right.
You know, I love Jimmy Vaughn and the Thunderbirds, man. Those guys are killing. And what else? I think that was it.
I think so.
Just the three of them.
So tomorrow night, you're going to be at Dakota Tavern in Parker?
Yeah, we do a blues jam there every first and third Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock. So, you know, if you're out there wanting to play some music and you live south of Denver, come on down, you know. And then, lots of gigs.
Gigs on you. You stay pretty busy. So July 3rd on Friday. You're going to be in Indian Hills at the Sitting Bull Saloon.
Yeah, man, that'll be a fun gig. And then and then we're back at Dakota on the 4th of July.
Very cool. What's that place like?
Oh, it's great, man. The great thing about it is that's where I started coming up playing, you know. I live in Parker pretty much my whole life, and I ended up just going to a jam one night down there. Just some random night, and I met a bunch of cool guys, a bunch of blues guys, and they kind of introduced me to the scene and introduced me to the music a lot more, and that's where I got my start. So I love playing there, and we're still doing it. It's been like 3 years.
Oh, that's awesome. They must have really liked you, and they must have thought you were really good to take you under their wing and everything.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So what do you got planned for the rest of the summer then?
Ah, man, just gigging, man. That's all I want to do is just play music. And, you know, we're available for private parties, corporate events. You know, we do it all, live gigs, anything you want.
Do you do weddings?
Absolutely, man. We can do weddings.
And do you do divorce only parties?
Only if they like jump blues.
That's what we're going to get. And I know Curtis plays around a lot. I saw him with Maynard Mills. He tells me he plays with Lionel Young. I've even seen him play with Dwight Carrier. What are you playing this weekend, Curtis?
This weekend, actually, I'm heading up to the mountains with Lionel Young this weekend. So we'll be at the Vail Jazz Fest on Friday night. And then I'm playing in Steamboat. I'm not sure. I don't remember the exact location, but I think we're going on at like 7 o'clock right before Jimmy Thackeray plays. So,
wow.
So that'll be cool. And then next week I'm off to Texas for 5 days with Lionel. And so it's busy, you know. And then Anthony's always giving me a bunch of heat. He's like, when are you going to be available to do my gigs? And I was like, or I'll call him. And I was like, hey, man, you got some gigs I could do? Like, I want to play your gigs.
Well, I went to Lincoln's on a Friday. And there was this big burly bass player, I think it was.
Oh, that's Mac.
Mac. And then
Mac
I went,
McMurray.
Yeah, and I guess they called him at the last minute. Which band was that? I can't remember. Was it Diane Jobe band?
Actually, yeah. He played with Diane Jobe the night before, and then he played with my band the night after.
So I walk in there and go, damn, well, this is deja vu all over again. Yeah. So.
The Denver music community is kind of a big round of musical chairs. I think, you know, we've all kind of played with everybody, and, you know, everybody knows who everybody is, and... You know, that's kind of how I met Anthony. I met was just like through going to the Delta Sonics jam that they were doing, and I had heard about Tony just through like a variety of people that I had played with, and then one day Anthony and I were talking, we're like, man, we got to get Tony on a gig.
That's right, man.
And then Tony came on the gig, and I was like, you could never hire anyone else.
Tony, if you could speak up, because make sure you get that microphone. Where are you going to be this weekend?
I'll be, let's see, Sterling on Friday.
Sterling, Colorado?
Yeah, with the Delta Sonics.
Oh, okay.
And then we're doing the St. Julian Hotel for the 4th of July, and Dazzle on Sunday, and there's lots more. Like, that band, Al's prolific. Lots of gigs.
Al's the man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you can make it up here tonight. Yeah. It's great having all three of you guys.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
And we want to thank George and Jake. I just love the way that rolls off my tongue. George and Jake were doing the sound, and they got a new assistant in there tonight.
Thanks, fellas.
And, yeah, thank you, guys.
Also sounds great in here. Has nothing to do with the bullet bourbon that's in the room. It's the real stuff here. All right, we're going to let the Anthony Russo Band play a little bit more, and we appreciate everybody dialing in, and stay tuned. More great music to come.
If you ever get lonesome, baby, call me on the phone sometime. Yes, if you ever get lonesome, baby, call me on the phone sometime. Yes, I've been cracking up now, honey. Well, ever since you've been gone. Yeah, I got the blues so bad now, I can feel it in my hand. Yeah, got the blues so bad now, I can feel it in my hand. Well, I've been cracking up now, honey, ever since you got another man. Get lonesome, baby, call me on the phone sometime. Yes, if you ever get lonesome, baby, call me on the phone sometime. I've been cracking up now, honey, well, ever since you've been gone. Yes, got the blues so bad now, I can feel it in my hand. Yes, got the blues so bad now, I can feel it in my hand. Yes, I've been cracking up now, honey, well, ever since you got another man.
do the She's a Little.
Hey.
All right. See, this is
if
what
Bob, if Bob Pellegrino was here.
This is what happens on stage. Anthony's like, "Let's play this." I'm like, "No, let's play this." And he was like, "No, let's play this." And he's like, "I'm writing your check."
Ready?
Time with you. It must have been dreaming, it could be true.
Band, thank you very much for listening, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
My pleasure.
And have a good 4th of July.
If I can say one thing, if you want to follow Anthony, look up Anthony Russo Band on Facebook.
AnthonyRussoBand.com.
That's right.
.com, yeah.
You can find me, Curtis Hawkins, Curtis Hawkins Music on Facebook. To find Tony, go to DeltaSonics.net, I believe it is.
Yeah, DeltaSonics.net. Good friends of ours. Check them out.
Yeah, check out Tony with them. Curtis Hawkins Music, Anthony Russo Band.
And you can find us at KGNU.org.
See?
That's right.
Everybody's got to get their plug. Everybody's got to get their plug.
You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente 88.5 FM in Boulder, 1390 AM in Denver, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, online at kgnu.org, translator link K229AC. My name's Danielle, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours, playing Latin American music from all around the world. Make sure to stay tuned because I have a lot of really great music that I would like to share with you. I would like to begin this set by playing a track by Rodrigo y Gabriela.